From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. For a week, congressional negotiators have been trying to reach a compromise on intelligence reform so President Bush could sign it by Election Day. They've made little progress on bridging House and Senate differences, and a timely deal seems unlikely. NPR's David Wellner reports.
Family members of the 9/11 victims pushed hard for a 9/11 commission to be created, then pushed Congress to adopt its recommendations for intelligence reform. Today, several of those relatives were back at the Capitol trying to save that reform in what may be its final hours. Judy LaRock of Framingham, Massachusetts, recalled that her mother, who perished on one of the hijacked planes, was a fan of a team now in the World Series.
You cannot tell Red Sox fans that things can't get done this season. So I asked Speaker Hastert and President Bush, decide today you want to do it and get it done and call Congress back and let's get it voted on. Let's get it on the president's desk immediately. Let's not let the politicians tell us we can't do it.
The politicians haven't exactly said it can't be done, but the 21 House and Senate members trying to hammer out a compromise have been deadlocked over one central issue: how much control over the intelligence budget should be given to a new intelligence czar to be called the National Intelligence Director, or NID. All five House Republicans insist the bill they passed should prevail. It does not allow the new director to determine the Pentagon's intelligence budget, which accounts for 80% of all U.S. intelligence spending. Those House leaders got a boost late last week from General Richard Myers, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Myers strongly endorsed the House bill protecting the Pentagon's intelligence turf. This came right after the White House had publicly endorsed the opposing Senate bill, backing broad budgetary powers for the new director. 9/11 Commissioner Tim Romer, a Democratic former member of Congress, today questioned what he called the mixed messages coming from the Bush administration.
It's certainly very curious that the Joint Chiefs of Staff spoke out over the weekend, undercutting the president's position and talking about a NID that was not as powerful on executive budget authority and personnel authority that the Senate and 80% of the conferees and the 9/11 Commission supports. I find that to be astounding.
But John Feary, who's a spokesman for House Speaker Dennis Hastert, says General Myers' letter simply showed that House Republicans have legitimate concerns.
All of our conferees believe that we need to get a bill that reforms the intelligence agencies in a way that protects the country in the best way. And so General Myers' letter was, useful from that perspective.
Feary said Speaker Hastert would rather have an intelligence bill that's right than have one done before Election Day. Even if some kind of compromise is reached before next week, members of Congress would not be able to vote on it until after the election in a lame duck session. 9/11 Commissioner Romer fears that spells doom for intelligence reform.
I think to delay this into a lame duck session only creates the possibility that the legislation becomes a dead duck.
That's because many lawmakers would no longer be worried about being punished at the polls for opposing intelligence reform. Should the legislation die with this Congress, it would have to be reintroduced after the 109th Congress takes office in January. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.